Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Mauchmus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ossie Alvarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Griggs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Griggs. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauchmus scoops it up and throws to first, with Griggs covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearson. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Pearson steals second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Smith reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Alvarez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mokmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokmus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mokmus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mokmus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Zobchin moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Bobby Mokmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokmus is 0-for-1 in the game. Mokmus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zobchin scores. Courtney moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Griggs strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers is walked intentionally. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zobchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mauchmus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney moves to third. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on more. Courtney scores. Mauchmus moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarez takes first base on ball 4. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Griggs strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Ray Moore. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Torgerson moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, Senators. Dick Hyde now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torgerson scores. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Qualter's now pitching. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearson tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Senators. Turk Lown now pitching. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zobchin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Senators. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mauchmus takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvarez bunts between the mound and first base. Lown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvarez for the out. Mauchmus moves to second. One out. Dick Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Turk Laun. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Hyde covering, for the out. Early win now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.